And you.
Good morning. Welcome in to Gardening in the Ozarks on this Saturday morning, second day of December 2017. We got a temperature of 52 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. High today, 65 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Then becoming mostly cloudy, low of 45. Sunday, partly sunny, high of 68. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low of 52. And then Monday, Vicki, we've got a 50% chance of rain and high of 70.
Oh, my goodness.
Monday night, colder, periods of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 40. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, cooler, a 40% chance of rain, high of 53. Tuesday night, we got a low of 28. And Wednesday, sunny, high 52 degrees. Low Wednesday night, 27.
Wow.
46 the high on Thursday, so it's going to cool up a bit. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 45, with temperatures falling on Friday into the mid-30s. 55 the high yesterday, 43 the low, 52 is the current. Gardening in the Ozarks this morning. You ready to go?
I am ready to roll.
425-5522. 888-884-0364. The number's called. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit Affordable Insurance in Mountain Home today. Call 425-6079 or www.affordins.com.
Silent night, holy night, what a wonderful time of the year. But for some, a silent night is all too real. I'm Renata Jenkins-Bowler with Roller Funeral Homes. I invite all to join us for our memorial candlelighting service on Sunday, December the 3rd at 2 p.m. It will be a time for reflecting, sharing, and lighting a candle in your loved one's memory. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
Carwines Nursery's landscape crew is hitting the town. Call for your free landscape estimate. That's 425-6966. Carwines Landscape Crew won't disappoint. With 36 years of experience, you can trust not only that the design and install will be great, but the service will be impressive. Call for your free landscape estimate, 425-6966 today. Carwines Nursery can fit any budget. Be sure to check out our before and after photos on Facebook and call for your free landscape estimate, 425-6966.
7 after the hour of 10 on this Saturday morning. We're broadcasting this morning from Warrior Cafe in Cotter, next to the old Cotter Bridge. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, sir, and I got to tell you, would love to be down here today, because when I got out of the car and started setting up, Nathan had me a burnt end. Oh, my goodness, that was so good.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good. Now, you'll be serving some of that brisket up in here today?
That's right. I've got some brisket that I'm giving away as free samples, and I've actually got some back there in the back as well. So I've got that. I've actually got some turkey. I'm giving away free samples and some pulled pork as well.
Now, you got a deal going on today for some smoked turkeys.
That's right, man. It's $34.99 for a smoked turkey. They're about 15 to 18 pounds a piece. So like I said, man, it's a great, great deal. I'm actually supplying the turkeys now. Like I said, man, it's a great deal. Like I said before, I've looked on Facebook, and they've been anywhere from about 50 to 70 bucks for one of those things. Man, it's basically half price.
Wow.
Normally, I'm going to charge about 40 to 45, but that's, I mean, it's like I said, man, it's a great deal. You're saving $5. And like I said, just going to talk to my wife, and she's more than happy to write all the information down and just pay for it today.
Pay for it today. You don't have to worry about it when it's time. And, of course, it's Customer Appreciation Day. You got some good deals going on.
That's right, man. I think that's what we're going to be doing is once we get here pretty quickly, probably the next hour or so, once the buffet ends, I'm going to start giving away free sandwiches probably every time we get on the radio. So, I mean, I'm going to do burgers, some BLTs, maybe some chicken sandwiches, pulled pork. I'm just going to give away the farm today, I suppose.
How about one of those great big bacon sandwich. I'm brave enough.
I'm afraid that Brad's probably listening and probably living pretty close by. So I'm afraid that Brad might be pretty close. So he's probably on standby if I give away one of those 1-pound BLTs again.
He'll take you up on that for sure. And we have $1,350 in the treasure chest. Had a nice long line to start off the remote. No winners yet. So come on down to Warrior Cafe. We are in Cotter right here at the end of the old bridge. And now you've got some guys here sharpening knives. Tell me about that real quick.
Well, man, I've got Mr. Jim down there, Funky. He's I've had him sharpen my knives several times. Man, it's I'm telling you right now, it's probably the best I've come across for sure. He's normally charged about $10, I think, for knives, but man, it's a great deal. First time we ever sharpened, he said, "Don't touch that blade." So what's the first thing I do when he leaves?
You touch the blade
and slice my thumb wide open. So man, it's they are sharp. It's a little bit of pressure, but I've actually got Bobby down here as well, selling some barbecue, and man, just giving away some free samples of stuff.
We'll be broadcasting till noon at Warrior Cafe at the end of the Old Cotter Bridge.
9 after the hour of 10, 425-5522. 888-884-0364, the numbers to call this morning. Email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
Well, according to Bob's forecast, we may be actually going to have a frost and a freeze, and I just thought maybe I'd give you a little heads up as far as what, when he says there's a frost advisory or a freeze warning, what the difference is. For one thing, the frost advisory is when the temperature is expected to fall to 36 degrees. And it can go down to about 32 degrees. And so if you've got any plants out that need covering, today would be a really good day to take care of that. And I guess we're not going to get any rain for a while, especially today. It's cloudy. The clouds look really promising, but that has happened before. And we've been on this dry siege for so long. So I would caution you to, if you have need anything else to do or don't have anything else to do, is make sure that those plants that are in huge pots that you have out front for decor, or if you have got hostas that you've pulled in close to the house, I hope by now, and or they're under the eaves and not sitting out in the just out in the garden, I would pull them back if you haven't already. And then the other thing is check them for dryness. If the entire pot is dry and the soil is not wet or moist, make sure that you drag the hose out. I don't think we haven't had to turn off our outside water sources yet, and make sure that you water them rather thoroughly, not at the foliage, but making sure that the soil in those big pots is moist, because if we do get down to where, I think Bob said about 20s later on this week, that would definitely go through the pots into the roots, and the key here is you don't want the roots to be dry because they will freeze over and all your efforts will be in vain. So do go out and water at the base if you have newly planted trees and shrubs, and of course this has been a great period of time to plant such things. Make sure that you also give them a drink of water, making sure that it sinks in at the base, and you don't want it necessarily up against the trunk at all. You want it at the drip line, which we've talked about before, which is the exterior diameter at the point where the tree branches, the tips of the branches are a round big circle around your trunk and out from that trunk to the drip line, and make sure that that's moist, because those roots that you've planted of your newly planted trees and shrubs, they all need to be moist, because if we do have a hard freeze, and it sounds like for a couple of days it's going to actually be cool, I don't think we're going to have enough moisture before that to help us. So make sure you get out there and you water at the base, not the leaves, not the tops of anything, but at the base of everything, and that will help. A freeze warning is issued when there's at least an 80% chance that the temperature will hit 32 degrees or lower. So if Bob's saying, or whoever's doing the weather here at KTLO, is saying it's going to be 32 degrees or 27 degrees or anything in between, that's when you really have to take care. And that's when the tops of your trees and your shrubs may need protecting. If they're tender foliage, I don't think there's a tree left in the county, and I could be wrong, I have been at times, but I don't think there are probably very many of them out there that have any leaves left, because if they do, it's a miracle. Most of them have really fallen in the last week with the winds that we've had, and I know a tremendous portion of them have landed in our yard, having been out there trying to gather them up. So make sure, though, that anything that has tender foliage is pulled back. If you still have hostas that have leaves on them, and some of them may, due to the length of the warm weather that we've had into December now, you might want to cut those off, because they'll get zapped anyway, and cut those off so it won't be a stressor for the plant. And then you may want to get a product that I really think highly of, and it's called an anti-desiccant. If you have any plants that you think might really have a difficulty getting through this first siege, I should say, of very cold weather and nighttime weather. It's a product that you spray on. It's not harmful for your plants, and you can spray it on, like, if you've got tender new growth of any of your evergreens and things like that, and you spray it on, and it keeps them moist. And in other words, it's kind of like a protective film on them, and it really does a good job. Especially if we get down in the teens, now that's not predicted at this point, but if once we get into January, it seems to me we're settling into a really period of time when it's going to be quite cold. According to the national maps, if you've seen them in the last 24 hours, they're predicting it is going to really drop and stay that way, which is about time. We've not had much of a transition. We're going from, like, whatever it was yesterday, which seemed rather warm, 60s up down into the 20s. And so that's kind of a definite drop. So make sure that you check your plants. If you've got kale or arugula and things like that, and we have several pots of those growing, if they're very tender, and I had just replanted, actually, the arugula, and it's just barely coming up. I will probably throw some newspaper over it or something like that, just because it's so tender and it's very young. The older kale and the stuff that's been growing for a while will be fine. Parsley does well. Also sage and rosemary is one that's kind of ticky. And so if you've got rosemary grown in pots, make sure you moisten that soil, pull them up close to the house. And if you want to, you could bring them in overnight when it's going to get in the 20s. But those things should be okay. If the wind keeps blowing at night, our gentle breeze is very, very helpful in those kind of times when the temperature is dropping that much. But it moves the air, and that's a real big help. When it drops and it's still and the nights are clear, that's when it really, really can do more harm than good. So cover them and water them as you need to, and it'll be fine. And, of course, we're just heading into that period of time. But today I thought that what we'd really talk about and what I had fun doing a little research on and finding out was about Christmas trees and the history of Christmas trees, which is a rather fabulous. There's a tremendous amount of information out about Christmas trees. Of course, they've been with us since before the birth of Christ, and they were used to celebrate the winter season even before that. The first decorated Christmas tree was in Riga, R-I-G-A, Latvia, and it was in 1510. There's documentation for all of this that I find kind of amazing that it's come down through the ages. But it's just fun to know the first official Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center was in 1933. And since 2004, the tree has been topped with a 500-pound Swarovski crystal star. That's a big, heavy pound of a star, and you know most trees don't have quite that much strength. And I would be fascinated to see how that's attached. Since 2007, that Rockefeller Center tree has been lit with 30,000 energy efficient LEDs, which are powered by solar panels. That is such a step in the right direction, because before it was powered, of course, by just electric small bulbs, and there were a lot of them. And of course the power situation was that they took a lot of power, but now they're powered by solar panels, and I think that's rather comforting to know that they're ahead of the time. And that's since 2007. And in every year since 1947, the people of Oslo, Norway, have given a Christmas tree to the city of Westminster, England. And that gift is an expression of goodwill and gratitude for Britain's help to Norway during World War II. They have become a part of our civilization and the transformation from, you. I don't know how many of you remember, raise your hands if you had a silver tree, a metal tree. I remember those. I never was quite sold on them, but my mother thought they were the D-Dodies in the 50s. And so the D-Dodies. I bet a lot of you know what that means. But anyway, I think that Christmas trees now have come back. So, of course, a lot of people have artificial trees, and they last for quite some time. But there still are a lot of live Christmas trees out there. I know there's a lot over there in front of Harps that is always produces really good trees. They have good trees that they brought in. And you can find them everywhere from any size, small ones to large ones. But there are several varieties that are really the favored ones, and I thought we'd talk about those today. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, they say that approximately 25 to 30 million live Christmas trees are sold in the United States every year. That's a lot. That's a lot more than I really thought that people would buy, but that's pretty cool. I think that's great. It's quite an industry.
Won't be that many this year because there's a big shortage of Christmas
Well, there
trees.
Was, and you know what happened was 10 years ago, was it? It takes about 10 years from seedling to tree, and about 10 years ago, I think there was a recession.
I guarantee you there
yes.
was.
Yes, and so the tree producers, the Christmas tree fields and growers, cut back on the number of seedlings that they planted at that point. So we now are behind in production because of that economic issue. And so you can thank all of that if you can't find a tree. But I think there are a plethora of them around, quite a few, and 25 to 30 million is a whole lot if you start counting trees, quite frankly. There are 35 different species of trees that are grown especially for Christmas, and I think that's really neat. And if you're considering growing, we live out in the woods, sort of, and so Jason and Phil would go trudging around our property, and they would always drag in a cedar tree, which a lot of us are allergic to. And so, but it was really pretty and it was fun. But now there are 35 different species grown specifically for Christmas, and I think that's kind of fun to consider. That you look at the shape, the size, the kind of needles and the branches. Of course, the fullness and the fragrance have a lot to do with what your memory of a Christmas tree and what your desire of a Christmas tree is. And there are many different types of evergreens that are grown in different regions of the country. So you have to realize that what's grown up north may not be available here, even if it is one of your favorites.
425-5522, 888-884-0364, or the phone numbers and email address is Vicki at KTLO.com.
Some of the most popular ones are the balsam fir, and that's spelled B-A-L-S-A-M, fir. It's the most fragrant of the trees. It's just a beautiful tree, and it's one of the most popular Christmas tree varieties. They're very durable. They have these short, flat, dark green needles, and they do not dry out as quickly, which is really good. They do dry out as quickly. That was it. There's some that don't dry out. This one really does dry out rather rapidly, and so you need to make sure that the water level in the holder, the Christmas tree holder, has got plenty of water in it. The tree was named for the balsam or resin found on blisters on bark, which was used to treat wounds during the Civil War. Those kind of things and pieces of knowledge just intrigue me like crazy. And I think that's fascinating that the history goes back to the Civil War, and that resin is when you cut the bottom of the tree, whenever you take a branch off of a pine or any kind of evergreen tree like that, it will kind of leak. And that stuff that was leaking, which was called resin, R-E-S-I-N.
Rosin.
Martin?
I thought it was rosin.
Well, you could, but it's spelled R-E-S-I-N. I guess it's rosin in the South.
Yeah. That's what I always call it. It goes to the rosin bag to throw.
Oh.
In baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
And on trees.
Yeah. Well, it's used to treat wounds during the Civil War. So if you find yourself in a precarious position out in the woods, you need to find a balsam to heal that cut. That's the balsam fir. The Douglas fir is a very common variety, and it's desirable because it has such a perfect conical shape, and it has a very full shape also. It's really good in really big rooms because it's so huge usually, and the needles are soft and flat. They have a kind of a blunt tip, as opposed to some pine needles have a real sharp tip on the end of them, which kind of hurt if they prickle you. And it's also best if you use on the Douglas fir a lighter weighted ornament, so be kind of careful. The tree was named after botanist David Douglas, therefore the Douglas fir, who studied the tree in the 1800s. That tree carries his name, and it's one of the most popular Christmas trees throughout the country, and it's even shipped overseas for people. It's grown in America, but it is shipped overseas to people because they can't get them far away. Then the Fraser fir, F-R-A-S-I-E-R, fir, and these firs are spelled F-I-R, not if you are. That being a difference. And fur. There, it's a fur piece, is it, Bob? Rob? Bob? Fred? Whatever you are. But the Fraser fur, say that three times real fast, are recognizable by their needles. They're real dark green on top, and they're kind of silvery underneath. It makes a really pretty color combination. The branches kind of curve slightly upward and are very stiff, and so they will hold a heavier ornaments pretty well. They last a long time. In fact, it's not uncommon for these trees to last as long as 6 weeks in the house, and that's kind of unheard of because usually you're really dry having needles all over the place by then. And they keep their needles on really well, which is another consideration. That's the Fraser, F-R-A-S-I-E-R, fir. And after the balsam fir, the Frasers are the next most fragrant one. It takes 7 to 10 years to grow a 6 or 7 foot Fraser fir. So you've got to realize that these Christmas tree growers around America really have to plan ahead, and they also have to be very patient in order to produce the crop that they want to produce for the Christmas time. So there you have it on those three. Now then, are you going to take a break? Oh, keep going. Okay, the Scotch pine. And that's a really well-known one. It's a native, actually, of Europe. And it makes the list because it rarely sheds. And that's a real important factor because I talked about that. That and the Fraser one are really good because they don't shed their needles. And it has excellent water retention when cut. That's a big consideration, I think, to take into consideration, because in our homes that are heated as you bring them in, you know, you don't want them dropping Christmas Eve and have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree the next day. So they do have good retention of water, and they will, their branches and needles will stay long. But I will say this, and it's true, is wear gloves when handling them. The needles can be very sharp, and this one can hurt. So especially keep kids and kittens away. And the Scotch pine is the most widely planted pine tree in the U.S. I did not realize that until I read this, and I thought, well, that's interesting, because I love pine trees and I love them in nature. We've never really had a live one in our house, but it's one to look forward to. Okay, now then, the Colorado blue spruce, and that's a real favorite. We have a couple of those in our yard. It's an evergreen, hard to miss. It has that beautiful blue hue to it. It's a greenish blue, I guess you'd say. It's a popular Christmas tree because it also does not shed its needles really fast. They are sharp. Be real careful with them. Their stiff branches will hold the ornaments well, and they have a perfect pyramid shape. They really do. The ones that we've planted, they're a very slow grower if you plant them in your yard. They're often available this time of year in pots, and they make a nice decoration for your front porch or whatnot. And then in the spring, you can transfer them to the ground, but do not expect them to grow really rapidly. They're kind of like the one I just mentioned a little while ago that took 7 years for it to reach maturation. So I'm sure that it'll be a long time before any that we've planted will reach any kind of size. But they are fun, and they really do hold well in, indoors too. So it's fun to have those in pots. Tree's color is also one of the reasons people enjoy having it. A blue spruce is the living Christmas tree that's planted in the South or on the South lawn of the White House. There is one over there, and I wonder how I can't find out how tall it is. So if anybody's seen it and knows how it's growing, I hope it's doing really, really well. And last one is the variety that is at the Rockefeller. Oh, this was a thing about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City. The one there is a Norway spruce, and that's a different one. These trees can be identified by their needles, which radiate equally in all directions around the branch. They look like a bristle brush. And long ago, these bristle brush trees for Christmas, they were not live trees. They were fake trees, and they were really, really popular for a long time. I haven't seen any in ages, but there you have it on some of the trees that are among the favorites to be bought this time of year.
28 now up to the hour of 10 o'clock. Broadcasting from Warrior Cafe and Tim Tibbs. Tim.
Boy, Bob, I tell you what, this is one of the best remotes I've done all year because the food just keeps coming my way. Nathan just brought me a sample of this smoked burger that he just did. That
right,
was
man.
Amazing.
I just, like I said, I just had Patrick come out a minute ago and said they had him last night at his house, and he said I needed to try it. So I had Mom's Patty had some burgers, put them on the smoker, man, about an hour later, those things were, I was pleasantly surprised. I told Patrick, I said, I hate to admit this, but you might have been actually, you might have hit another
you're
home run,
something.
Buddy.
Yeah, you need to put that on the menu. That was excellent. Now, you got some samples you're giving away out
That's
here.
That's right,
today.
Man. I've got some brisket over there. If you want to try one of those burgers, I've actually got some of those in the smoker warm still. I've actually got some turkey over there, and as well, I got some pulled pork with some of Bobby's barbecue sauce on as well.
Yeah, now I was about to say that is Bobby's barbecue
That's the only thing I use, man. Is Bobby's barbecue. We're gonna have to work on some different, some spicy and some sweet, but I think we're gonna work on that a little bit this next year and try to expand the business as well. On his side.
And Jim down there has been sharpening a knife since he got here.
I'm telling you, man. I've kept him pretty busy today. So like I said, man, it's. The first time he ever sharpened one, he said, don't ever touch that blade. And so what does he do when I walk in the door? I touch the blade, and I'll be dang if I didn't slice my thumb right wide open. So, man, it's a
sharp knife.
They are sharp knives, and he is not kidding about sharp.
Now, he's using really great technology over there, too.
That's right, man. He's got a level. I mean, it's down to a precision science. So like I said, man, he does a dang good job.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we got some great samples, but we also have $1,300, $1,350 in that treasure chest.
I wish Bob would allow me to open a key and try
that's not the way it works. I know, man.
I think Bob might frown upon that. So, you know, like I said, man, we're just having out to get a good time, giving away some free food, and, man, just having a, you know, it's, I mean, how am I not going to go wrong? Free samples all day long. We got $1 off all those specialty burgers, a bacon mushroom Swiss, jalapeno cheddar, pulled pork burger. Let's see, a breakfast burger with some eggs and bacon on, man, like I said. And we've also have got – I picked up another catering job last night at Raps.
Nice.
So I've got 6 next week in 5 days. So my wife is wondering what in the world I'm trying to do to myself. But like I said, man, it's just having a good time and expanding the business, man.
Customer Appreciation Day at Warrior Cafe. We'll be here till noon with $1,350 in the treasure chest, broadcasting live from Cotter, Arkansas. I'm Tim Tibbs.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers isn't just a full-service floral shop. They're your headquarters for the best Christmas gifts ever. Their gift baskets can be customized to include adorable Christmas mugs, Grandma May's delicious peanut brittle, and gourmet coffees like pumpkin spice or Frosty's favorite. For thoughtful Christmas gifts and floral arrangements for any occasion, visit Flippin' Fancy Flowers or call them at 870-453-ROSE.
Let's all stop, catch our breath, and make time for family and friends this Christmas. Gaston's invites you to make reservations for parties, get-togethers, or simply just for an exquisite meal now through December 18th. Surround yourself in the tradition that is Gaston's while enjoying Southern hospitality at its finest as the White River rolls lazily by. Christmas at Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Aaron's Jolly Days are here. This Friday through Sunday at Aaron's, just $12 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Yes, just $12 with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Make your holiday a jolly one. Get started with just $12 at participating Aaron's stores this Friday and Saturday or at Aaron's.com this Friday through Sunday. Just $12 gets you started during Aaron's Jolly Days. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply, so see store for details.